This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Canadian crackdown. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Tuesday, February 15th. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
The Prime Minister of Canada is using emergency powers to end truck protests about vaccine requirements, plus Ontario now says it's dropping some vaccine mandates.
Word earlier today that Russia could be pulling back some of its troops from the Ukraine border after completing military exercises.
Microsoft, the latest company to bet on a return to normal following Omicron, it's bringing employees back to the office beginning February 28th.
And does it make sense to take a vacation using Buy Now, Pay Later?
Buy Now, Pay Later plans have become really popular for retail items, but more travel companies are using them to allow people to book flights, cruises, and vacation packages, meaning they can travel now and then continue paying for their trip after they return.
Allison Poley at the Wall Street Journal on what to watch for when it comes to flights and cruises paid for with installment plans. The Canadian government has activated rarely used emergency powers in an effort to end protests that have shut some U.S. border crossings and paralyzed parts of the capital. The measures are intended to cut off protesters' funding. The measures were announced by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau against protests by those opposing COVID vaccine mandates.
We're entering the third week of illegal blockades that have been disrupting the lives of too many Canadians. Here in our capital city, families and small businesses have been enduring illegal obstruction of their neighborhoods.
Mr. Trudeau's move comes after police on Sunday reopened access to the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Detroit with Windsor, Ontario. Also yesterday, the province of Ontario said it would drop requirements that citizens need to be fully vaccinated to get into places like restaurants, bars, and gyms beginning March 1st. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said the relaxing of rules was not connected to the protests popping up across the country. Russia appears to be leaving the door open for further talks regarding its troops on the Ukraine border. In a carefully choreographed scene broadcast on government-controlled Russian television, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told President Vladimir Putin that the West was ignoring the Kremlin security demands, but that Moscow should continue negotiations. Here's Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Foreign Minister Lavrov said earlier today that, or seemed to indicate that he still thinks there's oxygen here for diplomacy. We would welcome a pursuit of that path.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has closed its embassy in the Ukrainian capital and relocated it to a city near the Polish border, warning that major Russian military action against Ukraine could come at any time, maybe even tomorrow. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry announced earlier today the start of a pullback of some forces after drills. The Interfax News Service reports units of the Western and Southern military districts will begin returning to bases after completing exercises. Coast Guard has been searching an area about 4 miles off the Outer Banks of the North Carolina coast for a plane that crashed into the Atlantic Ocean with 8 people on board, finding some debris in the water, but no signs of life. Officials said the Pilatus PC-12 single-engine passenger plane went down Sunday afternoon, prompting a search that included a lifeboat crew, helicopter, C-130 aircraft, and other assets. Carteret County Sheriff Asa Buck.
We're in the process of locating the main part of the plane, the fuselage, in an attempt to continue to locate any of the passengers that were aboard the plane.
In a statement, the Coast Guard said a Marine Corps air traffic controller reported that the plane was seen behaving erratically on radar, then disappeared from the screen. The Federal Aviation Administration said the plane crashed into the water about 18 miles northeast of Michael J. Smith Field, a public airport in Beaufort, North Carolina, at about 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Dell Technologies President's Day business sale has arrived. For a limited time, save up to 45% on all our latest gear to work from anywhere with fast free shipping. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business, so now's the time for incredible savings on PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping and quick installation and setup through Dell Installation Services. Get started by shopping online or by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. Lower-income workers have seen some of the fastest wage growth of the pandemic era, but those gains are being eroded by the highest inflation in 40 years, and paychecks don't go as far as they used to. While inflation is rising everywhere, price hikes are especially devastating to lower-income households with already tight budgets. Nearly all their expenses go to necessities like food, energy, housing, which have seen some of the largest increases at different points over the past year. More from Rachel Siegel, economics reporter at The Washington Post. Rachel, what are some of these folks going through?
What these folks are going through is what is really emerging as one of the most unequal features of the economic recovery. We've seen the labor market make huge strides, the economy overall is growing, but rising prices are falling most heavily on people who are still struggling to catch up with that recovery. People whose jobs maybe came back or they're working fewer hours but are still seeing higher rent, more expensive groceries, more expensive paper towels. And we're seeing that those expenses just cut further and further into the budgets of people that have less room to absorb them.
All right. So you, at the very start of the story, you profile this woman, Jacqueline Rodriguez. Explain what she's going through and her family.
Sure. So Jacqueline Rodriguez is a mother of three. She works as a Wendy's cashier at the Miami International Airport. And she had been saving for 15 years to buy a house. But then when the pandemic hit, she was temporarily laid off from her job and had to dig into her savings to keep her family afloat. Her job eventually came back, but she is seeing everyday costs of living just, you know, stretch her further and further. It's filling up her car to get to work. It's buying paper towels. It's $200 a week for childcare, $200 a month for the water bill. And she described to me that, you know, she's not buying luxuries. She's going to the grocery store looking at how much chicken costs and trying to decide how much to spend for her family. And Jacqueline is just one of the workers that we spoke to who, you know, were so honest in opening up their budgets to help us understand what is going on.
Yeah. So how else does she stretch or make ends meet?
Sure. So she said, you know, no more toys for her children. She sometimes has to go to food distribution centers that are run by the union that she's also involved with, Unite Here. And she said, you know, she's doing everything she can. She's extremely cognizant of every penny that she spends. But her rent went up without warning. Her son is enrolled in college and wants to be a doctor, so she's paying for medical school textbooks. And the message that she said to us was, you know, I'm trying to pay for just the basics, and the $13.80 that she makes at Wendy's just does not go as far as it used to.
We're speaking with Rachel Siegel, economics reporter at The Washington Post. Her story is called Survival Mode: Inflation Falls Hardest on Low-Income Americans. Without you know, stating the obvious, like, well, higher income folks just make more money. What is it that maybe on the outside makes things different?
Sure. So in addition to wealthier Americans, you know, maybe having higher incomes, more money, more wealth, they also just have layers of cushions that insulate them from higher prices. Maybe they already own their homes. They have substantial retirement savings. They can cut back on, you know, spending that isn't crucial. Maybe they'll skip a vacation or they won't upgrade to a new phone or a car. They have, you know, they have other sources of wealth or savings or investments that just act as cushions from rising prices. But if you strip all of those things away and you're just relying on hourly pay or, you know, pay for multiple jobs, it makes that type of protection that much harder to come by.
Explain too that sort of the tail end of your story, that working paper that economists found regarding those earning less than 30 grand a year.
Sure. So, you know, we just learned there are these ways in which we just learned that inflation actually falls harder on people who are earning less. And I think one of the ways that we came to this story was there's a lot of discussion about how, you know, there's inequality in the labor market. There's inequality among different racial groups and the, you know, the unemployment rate, for example. But there's less discussion about how inflation itself has varying impacts on people across the income distribution. And it's a question that, you know, I asked Fed Chair Jerome Powell during the last press conference, and I think is one that is still not fully acknowledged, which is why we pointed to that paper.
Right. Finish up, if you would, too, about this this man from Los Angeles, Jorge Nunez. What's he going through?
Sure. So Mr. Nunez had worked for years at the Chateau Marmont, that iconic hotel in Hollywood, and he worked in the laundry and was laid off when the pandemic hit. And even apart from that job, he'd always worked, you know, a second job as a handyman or a warehouse assistant in order to be able to send money home to his family in Honduras as well as here. And he described to me, you know, the ways in which his family is in quote unquote survival mode. They sold their second car, they switched to a cheaper phone plan, he buys lesser quality meats. And these are, again, just things to purely get by. He's been able to find a second job since his job at the hotel has not come back. He walks to work. They don't buy as much fresh produce. His wife used to make steak and seafood, and they don't make that anymore. And I think these are all just stories that underscore, you know, even in the backdrop of this economic recovery that by other measures has been very strong, many families are really still scraping by.
Thanks, Rachel. Rachel Siegel, economics reporter at The Washington Post. 20 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Russia is reportedly sending some troops at the Ukrainian border back to their bases. Interfax reports that while the Russian Defense Ministry said large military exercises would continue, some units in the southern and western military districts had completed their drills and would be returning to their bases. Despite signals from various parties, diplomatic efforts are still on the table. The U.S. continues to warn an invasion could be imminent, State Department spokesman Ned Price.
It is a distinct possibility, perhaps more real than ever before, that Russia may decide to proceed with military action.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has ordered the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to close.
Number two.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked emergency powers to quell the paralyzing protests by truckers and others angry over Canada's COVID restrictions.
The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country.
Trudeau is threatening to tow away vehicles to keep essential services running, freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts, and suspend the insurance on their rigs.
Number three.
Louisville police say a person walked into the office of Craig Greenberg, a candidate for mayor, and opened fire with a round striking Greenberg's clothing. Louisville Metro Police Chief Erica Shields.
The responding officers have detained an individual who we believe is responsible for the shooting. We have no known motive at this time.
Police identified the suspect as 21-year-old Quintez Brown. He was charged with attempted murder. New York City has fired more than 1,000 workers who failed to comply with the city's COVID vaccine mandate. The 1,430 workers who lost their jobs represent less than 1% of the city's workforce and are far fewer terminations than expected. Mayor Eric Adams' office said hundreds of workers produced proof of their vaccines or got the shots after being notified they would be fired. Here's something for collectors. The football Tom Brady threw for his final NFL touchdown pass. The Bucs quarterback's final touchdown pass in the playoff game against the Rams was caught by Mike Evans, who tossed the ball into the crowd at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Bidding has started at $100,000, but is expected to go beyond $1 million by the auction's March 12th conclusion.
Are you kidding me? Jeez, thank you, Jen. The way you use the internet has changed dramatically over the last decade, but security tools for the most part have stayed the same. Between your photos, finances, devices, and connections, your world is more online than ever. Aura provides complete digital security all in one easy-to-use app. Aura protects you from the worst of the internet so you can still enjoy the best of it with digital security protection to keep your online finances, personal info, and tech safe from threats. It gives me peace of mind to know Aura protects me from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more with one simple subscription. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds, and experienced U.S.-based customer support is ready to help. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. That's A-U-R-A, aura.com/Gordon. Aura, the new standard in digital security. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Tuesday. More travel companies are offering buy now, pay later deals for their flights, cruises, and vacation packages. For consumers, the most important details to know are the interest rate and fine print before agreeing. How to know if BNPL is right for you, from Allison Poley, travel reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Allison, first explain the trend.
Buy now, pay later plans have become really popular for retail items, but more travel companies are using them to allow people to book flights, cruises, and vacation packages, meaning they can travel now and then continue paying for their trip after they return. So buy now, pay later for travel is kind of a layaway plan where you make small payments over time to cover the cost.
So is this a new thing or it's been around?
It's been around in different forms, but being able to do this directly through the travel companies is relatively new, and more companies have begun offering this in the past couple of years.
All right, so how's it work, basically?
So if you are booking your travel, say you're booking a flight, you might see an option that says buy now, pay later. So that would be at the checkout. You'd be redirected to one of these companies and you'll enter some information, could be your social security number. They'll do a credit check and see if you qualify for the loan. If you do, you'll be given a price that you'll have to pay per month. And that'll be over a period of a few months to even a couple years. And you can determine if that might make sense for your budget.
Okay. So the payment plans generally come with no interest unless you miss a payment, or what happens?
No. So it's a big range. So it depends on your individual circumstances as well as the company. So some companies do offer 0% interest plans to qualified buyers. So for example, recently Southwest Airlines ran a promotion through Uplift, which is one of these buy now, pay later companies, where they said qualified buyers get 0% interest on select flights to Hawaii. But in other cases, the amount of interest will depend on your own financial history, and it can run above 30% in some instances,
wow,
which can add hundreds more dollars to the trip's total cost.
I'm not kidding. We're speaking with Allison Pulley, travel reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Should You Book Travel with a Buy Now, Pay Later Plan? What about trip cancellations, which are not all that uncommon these days?
That's correct. So people need to be aware that if your trip gets canceled, you're going to have to deal with a few different companies here. So the buy now, pay later companies say that travel cancellations need to be processed through the travel company. So the airline, the cruise, what have you. And then you need to figure out the terms of refunding your buy now, pay later plan. So if you are able to get a full refund for your trip, you'll still be on the hook for the interest payments from your buy now, pay later plan.
Thanks, Allison. Allison Pulley, travel reporter at the Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. So I got to say, 2022 kind of feels like Groundhog Day. Wake up, read a headline about inflation, repeat, right? Inflation on the rise at the fastest pace in 40 years. But you don't need to check the price of organic eggs to know it's probably not the best time to put all your investment eggs in one basket. I'm talking about diversifying your portfolio. And thanks to today's sponsor, Masterworks, you can now add an exciting asset class to your portfolio, blue chip artwork. Masterworks is the new investing platform that lets everyone invest in contemporary art from icons like Picasso, Monet, and Warhol. In fact, early investors already have seen over 30% net annualized IRR in 2020 and 2021 from the sale of two paintings. No wonder the Wall Street Journal recently called the art market among the hottest markets on earth. Our listeners can join over 300,000 members and access their latest offerings at masterworks.art/Gordon. That's masterworks.art/Gordon. See important disclaimers at masterworks.io/disclaimer.
Bringing the world to your door every morning. This is America's First News, This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday, February 15. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines: emergency powers invoked in Canada regarding the truck protests. Russia may be preparing to pull back some troops from the Ukraine border. Latest court disclosure by special counsel John Durham says the Hillary Clinton campaign effort to compile dirt on Donald Trump reached into protected White House communications. Russian figure skater blames her positive drug test on her grandfather's medication. And the video of a five-year-old asking a classmate to be his Valentine. That story in about 20 minutes. Well, it seems almost inconceivable. Educators calling cops on elementary school kids for typical child behavior like temper tantrums or fighting with other students. Does it make sense to put a misbehaving five-year-old in zip-tie handcuffs and haul them to police headquarters? More from Andrea Ball, investigative reporter at USA Today. Andrea, what have you found?
We basically found that over the last 20 years, about 2,600 children under the age of 10 were arrested at schools. It was usually for an assault. It was usually against a female person who was obviously a staffer of some sort. And it was disproportionately black and children with disabilities.
All right. So why is it that law enforcement would get called? It's something that school administrators don't feel they can handle?
Well, in many cases, there are school resource officers in schools already. And so, a teacher's got a class. They have a lot of people to deal with. They have a child that is, you know, perhaps has a disorder of some sort, a medical condition, something that has triggered that child into a place where they're kind of out of control. And
what about calling home? Is calling home to a parent or guardian to say, come get this kid? In the meantime, we're using zip ties to restrain him or her.
Right. They did not do that. There was a girl named Kaya Roll in Florida. This happened to her in 2019. She had a real problem with sleep because she had enlarged tonsils and adenoids. So she had very bad sleep. She'd wake up bleary-eyed and cranky. She was scheduled for an operation. Her teacher said, you can't wear sunglasses in class. And Kaya just lost it. And she was hitting and screaming and kicking and doing all that. And there was a school resource officer at that school. And he decided he was going to call it in and arrest her. And no one called her family. And at the time that she was arrested, she was calm and sitting in an office with a staffer who I believe was reading to her. It was hard to tell from the video. She was calm. She wasn't doing anything.
We're speaking with Andrea Ball, investigative reporter at USA Today. They've got a story running called, Why Do Kids as Young as 5 or 6 Still Get Arrested at Schools? So what's the better way? Because I understand the frustration in the classroom. And I guess to a certain extent, you're worried about maybe this behavior winds up injuring other kids in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, you can't wear sunglasses in class. It's a rule, right? Then other 5 and 6-year-olds are going to want to do it. And then the teacher loses the class. What's the right way?
Okay, so there's a lot of ways that experts have talked to us about things that you can do. I don't know if you've ever seen, there's this great video of a teacher and her kids are lining up in to go to the classroom, and she has a special handshake with each one of them.
I love it.
Have you seen it? It's fantastic.
It's awesome.
What that woman is doing, whether she's doing it intentionally or not, you know, she probably is. She's taking the temperature of every child that comes past her. So she's like, okay, so-and-so is not as, you know, jubilant today.
Yeah.
Someone looks tired. Someone looks grumpy. And so you're assessing each child as they come into that classroom. And that puts you on notice. Someone needs a little extra something. Let me call over, you know, Becky and say, hey, you seem a little tired today. What's going on? So there's that where you're basically, you know, staying in touch with a child that you have identified from the minute they walk in. There are other signs to look for that a child is escalating, let's just say. A child maybe is looking all over the place, kicking, shifting, talking too much to other kids, whatever. And you see the behavior increasing. That's when, you know, you are going to de-escalate that situation, depending on, you know, what is happening.
Not to date myself, but there's probably an old school element to this, or a listener who is thinking, man, back in the day, the nuns in my Catholic school would bounce you off the wall if you acted up like that. I know we don't do that anymore. I'm not saying that was the right thing to do, but right, that was the thing back then, the 70s, 80s.
Sure. And look how a lot of people turned out. You know, we have a lot of traumatized people in life, you know, but that attitude, you know, that you just expressed that some people might think comes from a lack of understanding of what is happening.
Yeah.
Oh, that child's being a brat. We got to take that down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot beat a child out of a certain behavior.
Thanks, Andrea. Andrea Ball, investigative reporter at USA Today. Some story.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, if Valentine's Day has come and gone and you're still looking for love, your love of sandwiches could be the opening you're looking for, but time is running out. Shake Shack and DoorDash have teamed up on their own dating site, hoping to match up sandwich lovers. You can find it at letseatcute.com, and once you make your profile, you specify who you're looking to meet and your spiciness level, from let us be friends only to too hot to handle. From there, you can start swiping. All you'll see are your potential matches, photos, and names. If you get a match, you'll get a text notifying of you of that. And if you think your match is extra spicy, you can send them a code for a free buffalo chicken sandwich and vice versa. You also have the chance to win a $5,000 DoorDash gift card if you share a screenshot of your Eat Cute profile on Twitter. Now, you better hurry, since today is the last day for the dating site, and perhaps more importantly, the free sandwiches.
Mm. It's funny, you did the story, and then in several minutes going to do this thing about like Valentine's Day scams, you know, and people falling for that. So I'm reading your story going, ugh, yeah, this timing.
Are there a few red flags in here?
It could be.
Just a website that's only there for, you know, a couple of weeks and then disappears magically. And
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. There's QR codes involved. Yeah, right. There could definitely...
supposed to do a reverse image on Google, you know, to see if the person's legit, to see if they've stolen the image from somewhere else.
I got you. I don't know.
Sour on these things
right
now.
The Buffalo chicken sandwich. If anything's going to draw me into a scam, it's going to be a free buffalo chicken sandwich, probably.
Right.
And when you're not eating your healthiest, we usually don't want to know exactly what we're eating and just that it tastes good. And that's why an experiment like one this woman conducted can be a bad idea. A Washington, D.C. receptionist named Megan Condry says she's swearing off fast food after finding a McDonald's cheeseburger she'd kept for nearly 5 years, still largely intact. Megan says she purchased two cheeseburgers and some fries from a drive-thru in November of 2017. But after finishing off one burger, she threw the other in the back of the car and planned to eat it later. Then she forgot about the burger for a few days, and when she found it later, noticed that it hadn't started to go bad, so she decided to conduct an experiment to see how long it would stay that way. Megan stored the burger unrefrigerated until last month, and despite the burger being rock hard, Megan says it still looks the same as the day she bought it. The bun, beef patty, and cheese remain intact with no sign of mold or rot. After seeing the results of her experiment, Megan has vowed never to eat McDonald's again and has even ditched fast food altogether in a bid to lose weight.
Wow. That's a little harsh.
It's not the first time we've heard about this. We've seen similar experiments with McDonald's burgers and fast food burgers in general, that they don't really turn a whole lot other than the bun getting very stale.
Right. Here's the thing I can't totally relate to.
Yeah.
She had one burger and ate it.
I know where you're going with this.
Then tossed the other one in the back seat.
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't happen. Like, if I'm getting a couple burgers, like, they're going to vanish.
It's not like they're huge.
And then she forgot about it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So, like, at what point do you get in your car and think, you know, you smell and you're like, wow, my car smells terrific. I love the smell of fast food in my car, which I understand.
Yeah.
But to leave that burger there for several days, no, that's a no.
That was a crime to start with.
Yeah.
But that's how you know, at least for me, that's when I know that my eating habits are getting really bad. Doing a lot of drive through and just, you know, just again, you know, just throwing just things in the back seat.
Tossing the wrappers in the back.
Yeah. So good for her that she's turning things around.
Right. Thank you, Mike. We all have a lot going on. The last thing we need is to spend too much energy choosing what to wear. But if you have a closet full of Cuts clothing, it's easy. Throw on anything and you'll look good. How do they do it? Every Cuts shirt is designed for a modern, tailored fit. They're insanely comfortable. I can't believe how soft their shirts feel. Between the fabric and the fit, they're the most comfortable shirts I've ever worn. Plus, Cuts has all the essentials for looking sharp, like tees, hoodies, polos, and more. And they reinvented them all from how they're cut to the revolutionary fabrics they use. They won't shrink, pill, or fade over time in the wash. Mine still look and feel great. Try them for yourself and save. Join hundreds of thousands of guys who've made the simple decision to elevate their wardrobe with Cuts. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's C-U-T-S, cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. cutsclothing.com/Gordon.
Thanks for being with us. It's a scam as old as the ages, targeting lonely people with promises of love, and it's on the rise. The classic romance scam in which a lovelorn victim is conned into sending money to a stranger they've met online shot through the roof last year. The Federal Trade Commission says there was an 80% jump in reported cases to an all-time high. Over 56,000 such cases were reported last year. At least $547 million was stolen. The FTC says people over 70 are the most frequent victims, but the report said the biggest rise over the last year came among people ages 18 to 29. They blame the pandemic loneliness. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Russia's defense ministry today announced the start of a pullback of some forces after drills that raised U.S. and European alarm about a possible military assault on Ukraine. The Interfax News Service reports units of the Western and Southern military districts will begin returning to permanent bases after completing exercises. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it's deeply alarmed by China's supposed support for Russia, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Their tacit support, if you will, for Russia is deeply alarming and frankly even more destabilizing to the security situation in Europe.
The U.S. and NATO have warned that Russia has massed some 130,000 troops near the border with Ukraine.
Number two.
One person has been found dead as authorities search for an airplane carrying 8 people that crashed off North Carolina on Sunday. The single-engine plane crashed about 4 miles east of Drum Inlet. Carteret County Sheriff Asa Buck.
A debris field was located approximately 3 miles off of the shore.
Officials have not publicly identified the plane's passengers.
Number three.
Prosecutors will begin calling witnesses today in the federal hate crimes trial of 3 men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. On the trial's first day in Brunswick, Georgia yesterday, prosecutors told the jury they have evidence that each of the defendants has a history of making racist comments. To win convictions on the hate crimes charges, they must prove to the jury that Arbery was chased and fatally shot because he was black. The accounting firm Mazars has fired the Trump Organization as a client after saying a decade's worth of statements of ex-President Trump's financial condition should no longer be relied upon. Mazars, which for years prepared Trump's income tax returns and financial statements used to obtain loans for his company, told the Trump Organization's top lawyer it would no longer represent the company due to the lack of reliability of the financial statements. We've got Wordle. Now there's Worldly. It's a geography-inspired takeoff on the popular word game where players guess the correct country or region. For Worldly, players are presented with the silhouette of a country or region. And like Wordle, players have 6 chances to guess correctly. And just like Wordle, the game lets you share your progress.
Okay, so if you're going to play this new game, just like with Wordle, nobody cares about your score.
Oh, boy.
Stop posting the score.
Oh,
nobody
boy.
Cares.
Oh, boy.
Nobody cares.
That was coming.
Dell Technologies President's Day business sale has arrived. For a limited time, save up to 45% on all our latest gear to work from anywhere with fast, free shipping. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business, so now's the time for incredible savings on PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping and quick installation and setup through Dell Installation Services. Get started by shopping online or by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. A video on TikTok is going viral after a mother posted a video of her 5-year-old son asking a girl from his class to be his Valentine. The video shows an adorable young gentleman wearing a suit, holding flowers, chocolate, and what appears to be a rainbow unicorn. He walks up to the door, and when her father answers, he says, "May I see Lila?"
"Can I see Lila?"
"Oh, you want to see Lila?"
"Yeah."
"Lila.
Happy Valentine's."
The girl walks to the front door, greets her suitor. She comes to the door and says, he says, Happy Valentine's Day before giving the girl her gifts. They embrace in a quick hug, and then the video ends. The video, by the way, has been watched nearly 40 million times with nearly 190,000 people posting comments. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.